You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also streaming online, WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, in the studio with three special guests today to talk about a full-length piece called Flow, coming to us from the Tamama Dance Company. Good morning to all three of you.
Hi, I'm Marissa Markwardson.
And I am Maria Formolo.
And hi, I'm Maggie Bartsch.
We're talking about a piece that's called Flow, which is, we were talking before the interview, it's kind of a full-length piece, and it's also including more arts than just dance as a part of this experience. What can you all tell me about the piece itself?
Well, the piece, like you said, is called Flow. It's a three-part dance, but the three parts kind of flow, if you will, mm-hmm. into each other and relate in different ways to each other. I choreographed the first section, and I am working with the pianist, a live pianist on stage, mm-hmm. Nancy Zimmerman. She works here at NMU in the music department. And then I've also been working a little bit with spoken word and poetry.
And I am choreographing the second section in the full-length dance piece. I've been working with Dylan Trost, so we will have electric guitar live on stage with this experience, which will be a little bit different from classic piano.
Mm-hmm. And I'm working with the choreographing the third section, and I started working it with Carrie Biolo, and alas, she is performing for the Pine Mountain. So she is like our bass percussionist, and some of the dancers have actually trained in percussion. And I also have a live singer on stage with Carrie's inimitable music, those of you who know Carrie. But she's working rather classically in this.
So, okay.
And the piece is called Flow, and we started out with the theme of water. And then the idea of water, we had a lot of discussions about it, about going inwards, mm-hmm. meditation, the creative process, and beauty. So those are kind of how I think of the whole piece and how I'm coming out with various definitions of beauty and what happens when we cover up beauty. Mm-hmm. And yes, so what is beauty? When do we lose sight of the simple things like the beauty that we have here in water and let our life kind of take over, or the news take us over?
mm-hmm. Right. So this is a piece that has to do with art moving you inward and maybe kind of thinking about yourself and with beauty. And it's in these three pieces, and when you describe how they're all a little bit different, but then they all kind of come together, it's already piquing my interest quite a bit. And knowing that it's going to be on the stage, and it'll be at the Forrest Roberts Theater stage, with live musicians, and you've got projections on the wall, you have spoken word. I mean, how has this been in terms of coming together? A, in terms of your own, personal chasing of this art, and B, in terms of the technicality of it all. I mean, I know that's a really large question, but we could maybe all just kind of discuss that a little bit. I mean, the two sides of it. I mean, it's the artistic side, and it's the all the technical pieces coming together too.
That's a great question, and I would say for my section, it's been a new challenge for me, as I usually choreograph to music. And this time I actually did most of the choreography before I had any music.
Okay.
Which was really interesting. Interesting to put the music to the movement after and see how it matches or not. So that has been a very different way for me to work. And I think it's been a good challenge for me.
Did you have some happy accidents as a part of that? Did it all kind of come together that the way you were expecting more of the time, or was it more kind of like, oh, this happened?
Well, I don't really know what I was expecting to happen, but I'm very pleased with the outcome. Yeah.
Cool.
I would say that the whole experience has been a little bit magical mm-hmm. with the given frustrating moments, because we're working with so many moving parts.
As a part of, any larger scale.
Occasional moments of terror.
The terror comes every once in a while. Yes,
and
creative
then dissipates,
terror.
Right?
But I feel, and I think we all feel, that this whole experience of creating these Tamama large works have kind of brought us together with other artists and found people that we love working with, and that magical things happen when we collaborate with them, and I feel very grateful for that. Mm-hmm. We've been working with Mark Chevy, who does beautiful videography, and he's working on doing projections. He's also worked on building soundscapes that we'll be using.
Okay.
And he is just amazing and wonderful to work with, and I'm really glad we found him.
Very cool, very cool.
And then our lighting designer, who we call God in the theater, is Vic Holliday.
Mm-hmm. Quite a whiz on that stage. I mean, going to any of the Forrest Roberts events and seeing the lighting that happens is amazing. So I'm sure it was really inspiring to work with Vic and see what the possibilities are for Flow.
And the other thing is, for people who are not choreographers, when you work with dancers and you're setting a new work, you're coming up with original things that we haven't seen on YouTube, or we're always influenced by other things, but also influenced by nature and the natural elements and the other art forms. The dancers are so important in creating this piece. They're almost like co-choreographers. Because we're not just working with set steps, three pique turns and an arabesque, which is also very exquisite. So very interesting working with the personalities and talking about the emotional content. Mm-hmm. And we go through a lot of stuff when we are creating.
Sure.
Yeah, I would say along those lines, part of the interesting challenge for me as a choreographer is to take the dancers who I have and to see what their strengths are, and then to make them, highlight their strengths and make them look beautiful in their authentic movement. That's one of the challenges that I love about dance.
Sure. And that sounds like a really positive way to frame those individual personalities and bring those out on stage. So I did want to mention, as you kind of mentioned, Maria, about social media and the influence from maybe seeing others dancing and things like that. That also kind of got my brain rolling that in social media, you all had the Kickstarter for this as well. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your positive experience with Kickstarter, because you were successful, right?
We were, thanks to everyone who donated, yay! We decided to do a Kickstarter for this show just to cover some of the costs that are inevitable. A lot of things were donated to us, a lot of time and effort was donated, but obviously we can't get everything for free. So it was really, really helpful. You know, certain production costs, backstage, sound technician, things like that, that we just won't be able to, or we'll definitely be able to cover now with the help of that Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, talking about this being a full stage event as compared to, Susie's going to come up and do her thing, and then this is going to be the next thing. I mean, this is, musicians, dancers, lighting design, sound design, all of that coming together. So, I mean, it's really great that you've had this community support from people donating things, and also from that community support of maybe local people and people all over the world through Kickstarter too. So that's really special. That's awesome.
I think Marquette is a really special place in that it really fosters the creativity of artists. And so I just feel really blessed that we are in a community that supported us so wholly, and I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. One of the visions that we have for the future is, last year our theme was light, and it was horizon, another full length, and this is flow, where we started out with water and let that water and the energy of water move us into a lot of different things, is to have it as a full program with an intermission in between. And so anyone who hears this and has an idea or connections, hey.
Yeah.
Tamama.
Sow the seeds. Yeah. Putting the seeds out there for that idea. But I mean, what a great idea for a program too, to really kind of have the balance of the two, the light and the water, too. And I think people from Marquette and the surrounding areas would really, that would resonate with them in terms of kind of their connection to the area and what this art and beauty can really reflect of all of that in the area. And speaking of art too, I will mention that this is part of the Art Week that's happening in Marquette. And I will specifically mention too that this is happening on Friday, June 29th and also Saturday, June 30th. So two opportunities at the Forrest Roberts Theater to take in this experience of Flow from Tamama. Where could people get tickets for this event? I know there's a few different methods that people could get these.
Well, if you see any of the dancers wandering around, stop them, because we all have tickets. And Second Skin, and
also the Marquette Arts and Culture Center has tickets. And then you can also buy them at the door on Friday and Saturday. The doors open at 7, and the show is at 7:30.
And the Marquette Arts and Culture Center is in the bottom of Peter White Library.
Actually, it's in the first floor. There's their remodeling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. So if you can't find it, ask the circulation desk.
It's in that library somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's another opportunity to get tickets for that. But let me just go back again and say that the Tamama Dance Company is presenting Flow June 29th and 30th, the Friday and Saturday, at the Forrest Roberts Theater on NMU's campus. And again, that ticket information and the full information about the performances on their Facebook page. You can like them, follow them on there. Just type them in, you'll find that.
We have to mention Tara Middleton, who's actually the third member of the official company. I'm kind of honorary. This is Maria. Honorary to Mama as choreographer. But Tara has done our beautiful posters with an image from Mark that he took of Maggie underwater.
Yeah.
And then our company, actually, for this full-length work, we have 13 dancers, and they're all wonderful Tamama dancers, and we're honored to have them hold the Tamama name.
The event is Flow, a full-length modern dance performance, and Tamama Dance Company's second large work, featured as part of Marquette's annual Art Week. And we've been speaking with Marissa Markwoodson, Maggie Barch, and Maria Formolo. More information is on Facebook at Tamama Dance Company. You can find them, follow them, and like them, and find information about tickets and all the other information about their performance of Flow.